Chinese President Xi Jinping says China is ready to work with Lao to write a new chapter for bilateral relations in the new era. The president made the remarks during his telephone conversation with Lao President Bunyang Vorachit. The Chinese leader says the Communist Party of China will mark its 100th founding anniversary next year and embark on a new journey to build a modern socialist country. He says the two sides should propel the construction of the China-Lao Economic Corridor and China-Lao Railway and expand cooperation in various fields, such as culture and education, as well as youth and tourism. Bunyang congratulated China on its major victories achieved in fighting the pandemic and alleviating poverty. He says his country is ready to work with China to further push forward cooperation in all sectors under the framework of the Belt and Road Initiative and further promote bilateral relations. Next year marks the 60th anniversary of diplomatic ties between the two countries. China will continue with two credit policy tools to provide financial support to small and micro-sized companies next year. China will continue with the policy allowing small and micro businesses to postpone principal and interest repayments on loans in the first quarter of next year, and will extend the policy period appropriately. A state council meeting presided over by Premier Li Keqiang says the country will also extend the credit loan support tool to help small businesses stabilize their operations. An official statement says the implementation of the two targeted credit instruments has played a positive role in alleviating financial pressure on enterprises and ensured market entities and secured employment. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi says that China-Russia relations will remain stable and bilateral coordination between the two sides is valuable for both countries and the rest of the world. He made the remarks during a phone conversation with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov. Wang Yi says the two sides support multilateralism and played a leading role in international pandemic cooperation this year. The foreign minister says China will work with Russia and the international community to uphold the basic norms of international relations and safeguard global equity and justice. Lavrov says he hopes the two sides will continue strengthening coordination and jointly hold the celebration activities of the 20th anniversary of the signing of the China-Russia Treaty of Good Neighborliness and Friendly Cooperation next year. He says China and Russia should maintain common interests and safeguard international stability and cooperation. British Transport Secretary Grant Shapps says France has relaxed its ban on trucks arriving from the UK, with drivers crossing the English Channel required to provide a negative coronavirus test.
Yeah, we've made good progress today with the French government. And what we've agreed is that the border can open with tests for everybody leaving the country. That means that you must have had a test within the last 3 days. And of course, it's got to be a test which is certified as well.
This came after a two-day standoff that had stranded thousands of drivers and raised fears of Christmastime food shortages in the UK. At least 2,800 truck drivers have been anxiously waiting near the port of Dover for word they could cross over to the continent. European Union member states are expected to begin administering the first vaccinations against COVID-19 shortly after Christmas. EU authorities on Monday gave the official approval for the use of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine across the 27-nation bloc. BioNTech Chief Executive Sean Merritt says they're ready to start delivering the first shipment of the vaccine to EU countries. Deliveries of the vaccine are expected to start on Saturday, with the first inoculations to begin in all member states on December 27th. A new report from the Chinese Academy of Sciences shows that total water reserves of the Qinghai-Tibet Plateau are estimated to be more than 9 trillion cubic meters. Dubbed Asia's Water Tower, the plateau and its surrounding mountains are the birthplace of more than 10 major rivers in Asia. The area's water reserves are mainly composed of glaciers, snow, frozen soil, lakes, and rivers. The report says the ice reserves in the area amount to about 8,850 cubic kilometers, equivalent to around 8 trillion cubic meters of water. The research is part of China's second comprehensive scientific expedition to the Qinghai-Tibet Plateau.